You are listening to Vanguard Unpacked, a podcast produced by Vanguard Preparatory School in Dallas, Texas. Our purpose is to provide parents and caregivers with tools and strategies to strengthen relationships with their children and each other. Vanguard is a proud member of the Mensa Education Group.
Welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Unpacked. I'm Patty Pickering, the head of school, and I'm here with Becky Hodnett, our principal of admissions and clinical services, and Kevin Goodnight, our director of family services and training. Welcome back, guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, this is going to be a holiday edition. We're going to try to drop this episode sometime while our families are on break. And so let's talk about what advice we have for families during this time and what you think would be helpful to their kids and to our teachers, honestly, when their kids come back from break.
Yeah.
You know what I love to do over the holidays? I love to binge watch TV and be on my phone.
Yes.
And sit around.
Do you play Candy Crush?
I used to play Candy Crush. I had to take myself off of it
because cost money.
Hours and hours.
And I think our kids like to do the same thing. And I honestly, I like for mine to do that sometimes.
It's so convenient.
He's in his room and,
yes,
and I don't hear from him for literally an entire day or two.
But then they come out and they have those zombie eyes. At least mine does.
And then 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, we come
back
to school and it is a battle in the parking lot.
You have taken their drug of choice.
My stuff has been removed.
You moved my cheese.
Well, yeah. And let's be honest, for us too, I mean, and we're grown up adults.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know about y'all, but on Sundays when your screen time usage gets gets revealed to you, it's not a good thing, guys.
No, and when you decide I'm going to lay this thing down and not do it, do you get angry? Do you get real irritable and annoyed and just kind of like,
it's like this still that just, ooh.
Let me say it that I can't always. Like here I am sitting here talking to you. Patty, you and I, our phone's right beside us. Right beside us, right? And we are grown-ups with fully formed frontal cortex. I mean, as fully formed
these
as it's going to.
They've hacked our brains.
Yeah. So do as we say, not necessarily as we do. But
yeah, and so there's got to be a plan, right? Like, what do you do on the breaks? Mm-hmm. That we hear that from parents, right? Like,
yeah.
They go, what are we supposed to do? And we are so happy. And they're like, I know you guys need to go on break, but this is like a total beatdown. Because parents know this. They know that, I mean, electronics are fantastic. They work so well. They're so fast and they never stop working. They always work.
They feed our brain. And we joke about this. So let me say, we're sitting here joking about this, but it is serious.
It's hard.
It is hard to be a parent and have to work
navigate
or have to entertain your child.
So I think we're going to try to give some, we're going to try to attach to this episode some ideas or activities that families can do over the break. So we can try to help fill some of the time.
Because what we recommend, can we just kind of hop in and start talking and take this and use it and be creative with it. But electronics and screens, when they're just full blown, have all you want, it's just almost impossible to unhook from it.
Yep.
We're asking our kids and ourselves to do something that's impossible. So we got to dial it in. You know, the recommended amount a day is what?
2 hours.
And that's probably not going to happen. No. If you're doing 2 hours, high five to you.
Yeah.
On a break, let's say,
I mean, he's
a day.
Good night show.
I'm holding
and
up
hand
a
five, you know.
A four or a five.
I'm not saying we're recommending that as the ideal, but I
on
mean,
a
as
non-school
but decrease
day.
It. Decrease
that's
it
right.
from what you would normally do. And then that's going to mean that we're going to have to plan some activities, right? We're going to have to get out, spend some quality time together. It doesn't have to be money. It could be crafts at the house. It could be a scavenger hunt in the neighborhood. I mean, there's tons of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we'll try to give some good ideas.
Yeah.
And y'all were saying not all electronics
are created equal, right? So our brain, research will tell us that video games are created. I mean, they hire psychologists who are experts in addiction, right, to help create these video games to keep you engaged, to keep you hooked, right? So they really do. I mean, you were joking about Candy Crush, but I mean, you know, but they really are designed to titillate and keep our interest high. For those of us that maybe struggle with ADHD, it is created for our brains, right? Because it's frequently changing, bing, 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 right? We love that. We're this image, this image, this image, this music, this music. So, so video games are probably the one you need to watch and
very
limit the most. Yeah, very, thank you. Reinforcing for our neural pathways and that dopamine release. And then things like YouTube can be similar. And then you've got your phone and social media, which again, for our brains that love that frequent change in image and content and everything, being, you know, you're just scrolling through, that would need to be carefully, you know, just not carefully, but limited in its use as well. You know, particularly when we're talking about social media and we're talking about the holidays and you're talking about people who maybe struggle with seasonal affective mood disorders. And then you're talking about children, particularly adolescent girls who are more prone to anxiety and depression anyway. I think the most recent research is something like 69% increase in depression and anxiety since the advent of, I guess it was Instagram in 2012 or whatever it is. And I know it's correlational. I think I said it to you the other day, Patty. Correlational means it looks like there's some relationship between, I'm going to go out on a limb and go, if can we not just say that social media causes anxiety and depression in adolescent girls? I mean, come on. And boys, for that matter, it's just slightly higher. So again, I would just be mindful of the social media use. You know, maybe the safer ones, if you're going to allow the extra time, is the TV and the movie watching, right? You know, there's just a different level of interaction with them. And the imagery is different than some of the other. And I'm sure, and if you guys are interested in research, you know, we could pull that up. Or Jeremy Edge, who we've had come out here, is great about being a resource. But because none of us, and this is what you were saying, Goodnight, like, we're not saying no electronics, no screen times. There's great value in the technology world of today, and it is fun and it is entertaining. It's just all about, like anything else in life, about balance.
Right. And talk about at what we see at camp, guys, where allow, and we talk a little bit about our policy at school too, but at camp we don't allow any cell phones and no access, obviously, to video games. And what we witness there.
And so the first question when we get the kids together to give them the information about camp, the hands go up because they've seen the email and it says no phones, no electronics, and they want to talk about that. And how can we go to camp without the Nintendo Switch? Mm-hmm. I have to have the iPad to go to sleep, and we're nodding.
Literally, they
have to have it. And I've been in the bunkhouse with them going, I can't sleep. I don't have my iPad. And we just talk, and you do go to sleep. So the kids get out there, and they do beautifully. They don't have their electronics. And after the first day, you start hearing, I don't need my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't have my iPad. They start to recognize, oh, I can live without this thing and actually have fun. Now, we're out in the Piney Woods, and we're with Fred. And we fish, and we canoe, and we light fires, and paint
stuff,
and it's just so much fun. And they can do it, and so they. And I think it really makes them feel good. What I think I see, this is anecdotal; it's not scientific, but it seems like everybody comes down.
Yep.
Everybody's glitter just starts to settle. This kind of calm will come over them. We actually build in downtime, where you go to your room or you go back to the bunkhouse and you just hang out and do a mindfulness activity. Maybe you go sit in your room and take a nap. Maybe you color. Maybe you play a quiet game. And they do it.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They do
really,
it.
You
really
mean
is.
They don't have to have their electronic to entertain them? They actually figure something it out?
And what's happening now, here's where we're going to get into your kitchen a little bit. Everybody is doing this. Mm-hmm.
The adults are
not sitting around on their phones watching the kids not be on their electric. We don't have our stuff out. We're playing the games with them. Mm-hmm. We're doing downtime. We're coloring with them. We're doing puzzles. Whatever the thing is, we're with them. We're doing it with them. And so there's a joint thing going on here.
Commitment to that.
Yeah, and I think in the house.
We saw that at family camp.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I wish that every day could be like camp, you know? I wish we could just take the children out in nature and fish and all that, but it's not realistic. Yeah, so I'm thinking about, you know, what kinds of things can we encourage families in over break? And, you know, just thinking about some of the resources we would send them, whether it's cooking meals together,
always encourage... Get together with your friends, like connect with other kiddos from your class, mm-hmm. other families. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff to do around the Metroplex, and some of it's free and some of it's not. It doesn't have to be Six Flags. But I've looked up things on Google before. It was a free, like you can print out a scavenger hunt at the mall. Right. And you go to the mall and you do these goofy things
right.
as a group, and it's a scavenger hunt.
Right. And I've heard y'all talk about, too, this doesn't have to be a ton of time every mm-hmm. day. I mean, no. even if it's, you know, no.
And it's actually good. This is another thing that happens at camp, for kids to be bored a little bit and just figure out, we'll go figure something out, like go in the backyard and here's some cardboard and some duct tape and – some straws and yarn, build something. And so that really is good for your brain to do that, to not have something stimulating it all the time.
Right.
Those kind of things are okay. Have some downtime. And
you know, it's funny, too, because at school, at Vanguard, and I see, you know, I've seen some articles recently in the news about kids carrying phones at school and how parents feel about it and I need to be able to access my student at school all the time or whatever. And I'm only laughing because I remember going to school and phones didn't even exist. And so I'm like, but my parents could still call the school and get a hold of me if they needed to, you know. We transitioned, right? We transitioned 7-8 years ago from a school that allowed phones to not.
Yeah.
And we kind of transitioned by allowing them to carry them in these yonder pouches like they use at concerts. And then we went to no phone. And it's fascinating. I don't hear really from the students about not being able to carry their phones.
Nope.
You know, when it's the policy, I just wonder if it almost is a relief in some way, especially our adolescent and high school students who are on TikTok or on social media or whatever, who are constantly compelled to kind of check it or whatever to know that I don't have to, you know,
them that they can't really do for themselves.
And for the most part, you say families when they're touring with Vanguard love that as well.
Oh gosh.
Right?
It is a rare family that does not go, oh, thank you, that we don't have phones or that we don't do Chromebooks that go home that they then have to police at home, you know. And I would love to hear from families if they're like, I wish y'all had this. You know, I really would, because if I'm wrong, come talk to me. But for the most part, you know, I think it is part of our program that, not that we don't incorporate technology here in school to educate the kids, but just that one-to-one, that's what I say. You know, we're not one-to-one technology. We don't do phones. We don't do Chromebooks. We don't do laptops, right? So,
right. You know, and I was thinking when I was listening to you guys talk about our boy that we're raising right now, and he doesn't, I think it's just important to point out that what you see is not what you get with kids, because for all the world, it doesn't seem like it's important to him that we spend time with him or that we, you know, ask him to get out. I mean, he seems perfectly content to be in his room all day, every day when we're on break. It surprises me sometimes that, like, when we do approach him and want to go do something with him, he he wants to.
Yeah.
He's never going to say that. He's never going to say, I'm really kind of bored with all this. Mm-hmm. He acts like he's fine. But he loves it if we'll just go, hey, let's go to a movie today, or let's go walk the dogs at the lake. Or that's so I think it's just important to point out that, you know, don't think that it doesn't matter to them, because it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important.
I'm going to challenge myself to do some of the things.
I wish we hadn't have talked about this, because now I'm like, okay, I got to put the stupid.
I'm gonna have to.
I got to put the iPad up.
I'm gonna have to limit myself, and I'm gonna have to do some fun. Some different kinds of fun things over break with my kids. So,
right.
Here, I'll say this as here's a parting shot before we leave. If this is something you're going to do in your family, sit down and talk about this when the break starts. Like, get everybody together and say, "Hey, guys, we're going to do this." Don't just spring it on.
That's a good idea.
That's
just
great. Yeah.
Sit down and go, "Hey, this is what we're going to do. This is what it's going to look like." Maybe even get a little bit of input from people, but don't just spring it on everybody. Like, sit down and have a conversation about it before you start.
Yeah, just say we're going to try something a little different this year, and give them a chance to weigh in. I love that. Okay. Well, thank you. I hope this has been helpful. I will see you next time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Vanguard Unpacked. If you would like more information, please visit us at vanguardprepschool.com.